Now, I've been asked those who would like to give a donation for B'tochen Weekly. I will be happy to daven for you on Purim. That you'd have the biggest yeshuas. The number to call for that is 848-245-4278. Again, to give a donation to B'tochen Weekly, dial 848-245-4278, and I will be happy to be mispalel to the Eibishter this Purim, that whoever gives, Hashem should reward him kifli kiflayim with all the brachas that he's asking for. Beis Hashem. Ah, now we're, every time things go slow and things aren't working, it's l'teva. The stipler says, every good thing is loaded with all kinds of difficulties. Any good thing. You want to ask Baron Cutler how easy it was for him to start Lakewood? How much bizyanus he got left and right? How nothing worked and this isn't working and that's not working? That's the way it goes. That's the way it's supposed to be. Big spiel. Today I was up in Spal. I says, hey, wherever I turn, this, that broke, this and that. You don't have this, you don't have that, that's not working. I says, hey, Mr. Look, I know that all that stuff takes away Gehenna big time. You accept that, you say it should be a kapara, and you're going to lose all your Gehenna. That's important. I don't know about you guys, but that's supposed to be important in a person's life. Rav Miller once said somewhere, the only real issue in your life is Gehenna. Everything else is like, it's a mumaiver. You know, it's nothing. You're not here forever anyway. Don't get so carried away. You know, people can't, a tragedy just happens. So some guy calls me up, how do I deal with the tragedy? And says, you know, first, you got to hop that you're not here forever, or else you're going to have serious problems every move of the way. You know, tragedies is life. You're never suddenly this and that, and he's all stressed. You know what I do when a tragedy happens? I say, Baruch Hashem, it's not me. I'm Rabbi Miller. He's cold. Baruch Hashem, you want to cheer up? Go to a chronic disease hospital and say, thank you, I don't have that, and I don't have that, and I don't have that. That's the best way to cheer up. I'm not so sure I would do that so fast, but he held from that. You're cold. What do you mean you're cold? The burning issue is, be besimcha, l'man Hashem. Your chara is working overtime. Get this guy depressed. I'll do a job on him. But Ruchni is the reason, and this reason, and that. But you see, you got to cry. You got to. You know what I told the fellow? Look, these magazines, the front ones, I have the biggest, highest opinion of all of them. And nobody's guilty. Chas v'chalila. But every single one you pick up, you're going to find at least three stories of somebody who never was in the hospital for this, for that. The hospitals are dominating all those magazines. You might as well move in. That's all they talk about. This hospital, this new sickness. You better get a dictionary before you can read that stuff. You got to find out all the latest machlis, things that never happened before. And this is really terrible. Don't find this either ended good or didn't end good. It's not the point. But they're educating the masses in how to, all the possible tzaras of the universe. So everybody becomes a bucky. And this could happen, that could. Now look, if you're a machaven, I don't know, maybe you have certain kavanas, ain't a raya p'nei gehenim, maybe it'll work, I don't know. But people are so, you know, saturated with information, negative information. All the horrors, I'll tell you the truth, I was reading something that I saw up, it said, horrific. Oh, I wanted to jump and say, well, let's see what that's all about. I saw the word horrific. Oh, that sounds like something interesting. Let's, because we were trained in this world. People enjoy that stuff. It's a fish in water. They can cry and they can kvetch and they can be upset. It's delicious, a lot of fun. And join the club. I shot him in Minigamakum. Everybody's depressed. Let's go for it. Everybody's doing sins. No. That not now you really got to get depressed. You're doing this and that. Now you're finished. Now you must get depressed. There's no chachmas. I heard Rabbi Biederman said beautiful stuff. He said that I didn't know that. I thought I was the only one that looked at things that way. He said 24/7, everyone's busy being told by some voices that you're the biggest avarian in the world. You did this, you did that. You're no good else this, you're no good else that. You know, there's a lot of that stuff, and you got to work with it. That someone just told me this. I see, he's all right. He could say that. He understands the matzav. He's great. Anyway, that's the matzav. Everybody's latest peckle. So I thrive over Koli Kuba L'Toiva. Baruch Hashem. So whenever I get things don't go right, it's a cold day. That's Yisurim, you know that? You can lose all your sins in one winter. I don't see why not. You used to have one, suddenly you catch, hey, this is not, you think that's a mikra? The sudden change of weather that's not pleasant, boiling hot, freezing cold. You think the Abish is not behind it? Take it like a man. Say, Abish, thanks a million. You know what I've done many times lately. I don't know, I have to. In my younger years, boy, did I have a ball with these things. For 5 years, I didn't wear a coat. Today, I became, now off and on. You know, like Friday night, it was freezing. It wasn't a long walk. I need a coat. And Shabbos morning, I got Kalia as usual. I've fallen. Whatever it is. But for 5 years, I had zero coat. In the coldest winters. How did I do that? Starting up again? Oh, he's still playing music? Oh, we're going to start all over again? I forgot to press 5. What? This guy is acting up. He heard my drasha and he says, you like that so much, man? I'll give you some more of that. That was the words of my Malaysian say. I don't know what's going on here. Tell me, am I here? I am not. David still hears me. I want to tell you something. He keeps me going. Rabbi Gelbach's his father. Yitzchak Avram Gelbach's Haida Yid from the Amalek Yidden. He had to visit his neighbor. His neighbor had a nebus. Something happened. The Nachmovel. He lived next door. He was actually in the mountains 4 hours away. So he took the trip to be Menachemovel. So they told him, why don't you tell your neighbor that you had a war? He thinks you just rolled out of your kitchen into his living room. You didn't tell him. You travel 4 hours. Ain't you going to go back yet? You're living in the mountains for the summer. He doesn't know that. He thinks you just did nothing to come to be Menachemovel. He doesn't know. You know the answer? Oh, but the Eibishter weiß. The Eibishter knows. I live off that. He's going to get Sidur Elam Abba. I love that stuff. The Eibishter knows. Whenever you deal with people, you miss the chasana, you came, you missed that. All the time. The Eibishter knows. The Eibishter knows. I need to. You want to make the whole world happy. It's not happening. There are a lot of people you're going to turn off. You're going to turn people off. I know G'dayli Yisrael who turned people off. I don't want to say what people said about them. Big giants. Not everybody, you know. They had some of them had certain personalities, but weren't. Not everybody did well with them. You know, automatically you think a gadol, it's done. It's a done deal. You get by Mordechai. It says Rotzi L'roi Bechlo, right? He didn't make it. And guess who he didn't make it with? Sanhedrin. I compare him to David HaMelech all over the place. It says he's a Yehudi because David the Yehudi saved the Zayd the Shimon Megera's life, right? Mela, he's called Yehudi, else David. So I kind of, he had so much like David. He had the Weltverpack. He had enemies just like David. It was great. His mom is like David. And he what do I want to see? Yeah. And guess what? What kind of enemies? Listen to this. In the good days, when Mordechai is on the good list, when Ratzi L'Roiv Echov, right at the end of the Megillah, the last Pasuk, Ratzi L'Roiv, finally, he made it. They finally like him. In the Gemara, Megillah says everybody hated him. Shevet Yehuda hated him. Shevet Binyamin hated him. They all hated him. And now he finally lived happily ever after. Ratzi L'Roiv Echov. And guess who didn't like him? Mixa Sanhedrin. Oh. How come the best people in Klal Yisrael didn't hope for him because he wasn't learning? You know, he spoke like Mandel too much. Like you got to do Zika Rabim. It was too much. She was too much, Mandel. You're supposed to learn. And yeah, you don't stop me with Dimmy Ziegler. And by the way, they have a point sometimes. You talk, I have to learn. Not everybody, you have to know. But anyway, but he was too much on that Mahalach, and they had an Ibrahim. So guess what? He's again just like David. Guess who David's enemies were? Guess who they were? You ever hear of Doigach? You know who Doigach Dami was? Reish Sanhedrin. Who was Achisofel? If you asked him an Eitz, it's like asking him a Tumim. He would go to Lador. He wasn't a kid. Well, Shimi ben Gera, Reish Sanhedrin all over again. These are the arch enemies of David HaMelech. Avner was a Gadol b'Yisrael, no question about it. These are his enemies. All the daily Yisrael all hate David. Isn't that interesting? So it looks like Mordechai and David have the same Mahalach. All the Gdolim hate them. You know, isn't that something? Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin are out. How would you like that? The Gdolim don't over you. Now look, watch what I'm saying. Please, don't get on the wrong side of those type of people. Those days were different. Today, don't you dare. God will be Israel. Respect those. You're starting up. What do you think you're doing? But it's a different world today. But those days, there are people like that who actually lost their Olam Haba. Giants are learning. All lost their Olam Haba. So today, I don't think they have those type of people don't lose their Olam Haba. Your old tzaddikim gemurim. That's it. It's done deal. Either way, I already paskin a long time ago. I know them. They're all the holiest, the Hasidish, the Levakas. I don't care who they are. They're all myridic. I got a hold of one of them. I'm not going to say it in public. I don't know how he's going to appreciate it. One of the probably the biggest Yehudim in America. I met him recently. I couldn't control. I was out of control. I ran over. I kissed him and I hugged him to pieces in public. I couldn't control myself. And then I met him a week later, and I was heading for him. He says, you know, you just met me. I says, I can't help it. I love you. He told him, I promise you, I cannot be Meichelman. He knows how I feel about him. I'm madly in love with him. He's such a tzaddik, such a gadol. Ugh, I think about him all day. You know, I dream about him. Ugh, Gedolei Yisrael, there's nothing like them. You know, I have to give my mother, Shalom. My parents, they gave me a feeling. My mother used to look at Gedolim pictures and her mouth used to water with simcha, you know. I owe my mother plenty. My mother, my father, what are you talking about? My father, I owe my respect that I have for Shalom HaMelech, that I'm going to say some things that maybe aren't so. Respect! You know who Shalom HaMelech was? By the way, you don't want to have a nightmare. One of the Tanaim said something not nice about Shalom HaMelech. He had a dream that he remembered. That was an Amira, a Tana, an Amira, you remember the Gemara? You don't start up with these people, Stamazai. What? It was Shaul, I'll tell you, Shaul HaMelech is the Gemara, you might believe. And there's another one, I'll tell you, well, someone started up with Menashe Melech Yehuda. Don't start up with him either, even though we can't compare the two. Shaul is officially a Tzadik Gomer. And the Menashe, I don't know. It's not Shaul, it's different. I don't know, we don't know any of them. But anyway, my father used to always speak with tremendous respect for how you got to be careful. You're speaking about such people. Now, Slobodka, watch out. And Slobodka, you better watch out when you're talking about Esav. You think I'm joking. Rav Simcha Wasserman was a Gadol Yisrael mamish. Rav Elchanan Wasserman's son. By the way, he was heavily involved in Kiruv. He was Kiruv all over the place. Rav Elchanan Wasserman's son. Anybody want to know about the Shittas? I don't know. He was a Gain Olam at Tzadik Yisrael Olam. He went all the way to Los Angeles. He used to pay him for trips to Santa Barbara. He was a European. He knew perfect English. There was nothing like him. So he had no children there, but he was married. So he told me how he loves Rabbi Miller. And he used to go to New York. Rabbi Miller was his man because he wasn't in an ivory tower. You know, he understood the matzah. He admired him for that. He told me, man. Then he said, when I go to New York, I hear a schmooze from Rabbi Miller. I can't always agree when he starts raving over Esav HaTzadik. That I don't do so well with. He can't deal with that so well. But in Slobodka, he did things like that. I saw a schmooze from Isaac Sher about Esav. Oh, why he killed Nimrod, L'shem Shemayim, else, you know, whatever. It's a point. It's not so pushy. The Sabbatka Elam, first of all, Tzachavis Habava says you got to be down them the cops, because when you get older, have a little more seichel and don't just learn at the computer. You know, watch out. They have to start, you know, understanding a little. But either way, we have to learn what we have to learn from this. Even though we have to build them up, we have to know what not to do. Where am I up to? Anyway. So, the Reish Sanhedrin, oh, Punto, how would you like that? Do you know that the Shemer Amunim says that you have to watch yourself? A Gadol B'Yisrael can destroy your self-esteem. You know that? I mean, a big, big people. Yetzer Hara is going to put, he's going to tear you apart. He's got all the, he mentions that. That people could lose their self by Adam Gadol will say something or can kill you. He might say, a shmooze, that's not for you. You know, he'll scream, whoever doesn't do this is finished, you know, that type of stuff. You have to watch out. He mentioned that, but Miuchad. What? Yeah. Anyway. So, holding Erev Purim. Ah. Now, I want to say, I remember it made such an impression on me, the Six-Day War. It was just a few weeks before the Six-Day War. Rav Scheinberg got an oilam outside. Yishai got an oilam outside in Matzahstor. He gave a shmooze outside. I remember that. And he told the oilam not to run away. People were catching the first plane they can get a hold of to get away from the country. There's a famous Rebbe who got the first plane, what he went through with the Nazis. He says, I'm not gonna, I had enough with that stuff. Tzadik Yisrael Deilim, a famous, oh God, we saw Muhammad. He got on the plane, let me get out of here. Rav Scheinberg got up, Barabbas, and he said, don't leave. And he said, I guarantee you, nothing's gonna happen. I remember distinctly the way he said, how I have Enoch here, you know, I'm not leaving. I'm telling you, nothing's going to happen. And by the way, I was the guy that was under his bed during the Six-Day War when the whole, nobody slept except for him. And I'm an eyewitness, an ear witness, whatever. I was there. And in fact, when we thought it was over, we heard the bombs were getting worse and worse and worse all night. It was that famous Monday night that Mamas, they were bombarding Yerushalayim, the Arabs from both sides. It was like, we thought the world's turning over, and then the walls were shaking, and the other end of the orphanage, we were in Diskin orphanage those days. Rav Scheinberg's first yeshiva was in Diskin. They had 40 bachurim sleeping on mattresses in the hallway, and everybody was away from the window except for me, the batlin. Now I tell you why it pays to be a batlin. I was the only guy, not enough to get moving, not to get moving right away. Get yourself a mattress and get on the floor and keep away from the windows. The windows are the most dangerous place to be. So, since I'm such a batlin, Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter, God had no place except under Rav Scheinberg's bed. It was actually on the side of his bed. He had a bed, and I was on a mattress right next to it. And I saw him sleeping. You can't imagine the Yisayimim in the middle of the night. They were screaming, Shir HaMalos. They were going to sugar. They had the Madris over there. We thought the world. I already said, Vidoy. I felt sorry for my parents to lose me. Aren't I a great guy? Anyway, they never had to lose me. I felt bad for them that I'm such a young guy and it's over. And I said, Vidoy already. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. And everyone was in the same boat. And the kids were screaming and crying, and Rav Scheinberg sleeping. So I decided it's time to wake him up. You know, before you say vidui, at least be up. You know, don't just, you know, it's over. So the shadow is who's going to wake him up. So I didn't want to do it. And no one else wanted to do it. His grandson was there. I said, oh, you're elected. You're doing the job. And he went over, he tapped his Zayda, and he said, Zayda, take a look. Zayda, he used to talk like, what do you want? Oh, leave me alone. It's nothing. What'd you wake me up for? I saw this. I was sitting there. I'm an Adria. Now, they said this, three people who are Masvid Rav Scheinberg mentioned this as part of it. Three people. Each one had a different nusach. But I'm beginning, this is the real story. Some of them said I was mamish under his bed. Whatever it is, not important. It's a minaf gemina. Rav Nosson Zatzal once told me, it doesn't matter so much the way you tell a story. Main things you get the mussah askli. It's important to know that. I used to be very medakvik. He wasn't so, that's what he told me. Anyway. And right afterwards, we realized it was just the opposite. We were starting the retaliation and the war was over. That after that Monday night, it was over. I mean, pretty much it was 6 days. They called it 6 days, not to make the Arabs feel that bad. It was over that night. Monday, it started Monday, end of Monday night, the war was over. Rav Scheinberg's betochen. That was my first lesson in Midas HaBetochen. To sleep under Rav Scheinberg's bed, that did the job. Ooh, wah. You know. Anyway, so Zchus Yegan Aleinu should be at Beilitz Yoshe in Yenneville. Nobody liked him, Rav Scheinberg. Rav Kanarik once said about him, as Ois Gabit and Yeda Mida Taiva Duch and Duch. Ah, Rav Scheinberg. And Rav Kanarik, I want to admire, because there was a makam for him to be, there was a Midas makam over there, whatever. He, two yeshivas, you know, whatever. And he still said that. So that's my shvach for Rav Kanarik, to go ahead and say about the competitor. He worked on his midas, Rav Kinnerik. Anyway, so it was. I was standing in the street of Matisdorf 2 weeks or so before the war started. And the place was crowding around Rav Scheinberg, and he got up and he said, don't leave. And then his brother-in-law spoke. Rav Nachum David Herman, J.J. Herman's son, you know, all for the boss, his son. He got up, I remember his speech, he should have a big listing, he got Nathan, he was a holy man, Rav Scheinberg's brother-in-law. He was an American, you know, he was a great speaker, he's funny, we loved him. They both used to speak, Rav Scheinberg, at every occasion they got together, two brother-in-laws, Rav Scheinberg spoke a serious drasha, and then Rav Nachum David got up and the place was on the floor. That's how it worked. It was funny that we had a balance. We had everything over there. It was great. And I remember once some conservative guy popped up. A relative. Rav Nachum David got to work. Because he was, he was a leichem. His father, J.J. Herman, was a fighter. A kanoiwa. And he had a oh boy. And I remember him saying, he was describing, well, we have orthodoxy, and then we have the conservative. You know how to, he had to say what he wanted to say, who he was, he good at it. But anyway, he got up. You know, he lost his job with Shem Shammai. You know that. They kicked him out because he made fun of the Tzienim. You know that? For the rest of his life. And you know, at his Leviah, things happen. Ask your Chevron condition in Yerushalayim. You stick up for the Yabish, the Yabish pays you back. Something happened. Amuda Dunura, that's what they say. Yes, everybody knows about it. Chevra Kadisha, some so Muslim, so less. Something happened. There was light when that man was Nifta. He lost his job because he stuck up for Kavod Shemayim. Ah! What a schus. Anyway. So he said, I remember he said like this. He said that, here we go again. Listen to this. Now I know that things are going well. Here we go again. Isn't that great? That's gewaltig. You see me laughing? That comes from the Vatican. I used to cry when things like that would happen. I was once I was serious, way back. I used to be a serious guy. Thing like that. Things, this is no good. Things are not working. Whatever I do doesn't work. Everything happens every time. But I must be doing an Aveira. Or I must be this. It must happen because of blah, 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 blah. That's the way I used to be. You know what the Vardigas did to me? There we go again. This is gewaltig, you know. I remember Rav Gershon once fell. He fell, he slipped. He was an old man, Ben Shivim, Shemayim, he was 80. And he fell. He was on the floor. And he hit hard. It was a marble floor. He wasn't punching. In one of these big buildings, And it wasn't, he didn't fall on a carpet. You know, he fell on a stone floor, whatever. And he was holding himself like this. And he was laughing, you know. He was laughing. And he looks up at me. Oh, kick, look at me, I fell. Look at me, look. He was laughing. Look at me, I fell. And he looks up at me, he says, in America, fall when I said. The people fall in America also, that's something. His sense of humor, he laughed at the world. He couldn't care less. They were happy. Anyway, so getting back to, let's hope we'll have some manure. This is, I once said something, bis crucibus fasciae. I have to watch what I'm saying. I once said, with people I get along with, beautiful. Machines, I don't know. Machines and me, I may need therapy in how to deal with machines. They say there's courses on how to get along with machines, how to get along with dogs. I saw a neighbor of mine, an older woman, go over to her doggy and smack him up and get the fat patch because she held that's the best chinuch for the huntel. You know, spare the rod and spoil the dog. You can't do that. You'll spoil him. So I saw this in my own eyes. She was having an issue. She was upset. And why did you do that to me and this to me? It was a whole shakamataya, be her and the dog. It says, p'nei dog and p'nei killer. You know, the dog is kibon ayachsin over here. Like, how do you do it? They go to therapy with dogs. Go find you. You think I'm joking? They go to therapy. How do you deal with your dog? Your dog gives you a certain type of, you know, it's a sign you didn't give him enough love when he was younger. Sure, now he's getting back at you. You have to watch out with dogs. You have to know how to treat dogs. Right? Am I right? You have to. Sish push it. A dog is man's best friend. What do you need to get married for? You have a dog. Think I'm joking? They told me not to tell over that story. It was way too much. There was a story with a guy that was between his raccoon and his wife. Because his raccoon was doing things that, you know, it smelled up the whole house. And his wife, and he loved her, he told me. She was the nicest lady in the world. This Shagetz told me. And he decided, so the lady said, it's either me or the dog, or the raccoon. He said, I'm sorry, that's Bachal, not a Shaila. Why don't you ask me a something? That's Pashit. We'll have to go without you. We'll have the dog. It's unbelievable. And he liked her. He told me, a nice lady, got along with her. But I need my raccoon. That's not Pashit. You can't play games. Cutie, cute little raccoon with his nice eyes, you know. And you have to be kind to animals. It shows that you could brainwash people into any, whatever they get brainwashed, that's what happens. You know, you go to the stores over there, ShopRite. Remember the Amoliger ShopRite? They had a whole section for animal food. Whole dogs and cats, all kinds of food, all pets. A whole giant section. I never got near that place. But I will tell you, all kidding aside, there was another section, straight nash. Today, there's no Kiddush anymore. You know, there's at least 2-3 of them for Nash. And every time I went to the store, that's the only place I knew about. My wife is a serious person. But I go to this, I tell me them, actually. But, you know, I buy them. I used to buy Nash. I still do. Ask my chevron. But I buy them chocolate bars and fancier stuff. They learn a lot from me because I know how to spoil them, but good. And, of course, I take my Trumas and Maishas from the... I'm not. I take my stuff also. I told my Tamidim, I'm going to strict diet, candy, chocolate, cake, and ice cream. The kids start laughing. Oh, this Rebbe understands us. He knows what good food really is. And he strict, and they laughed. And I'm very strict, boys. Only candy, chocolate. I'm very eisgehalten. You know, I have a principle. I stick to my rules. And one day the kids find me alone in the room with tomatoes and lettuce and tuna fish. Rebbe! And I was just trying to hide from them. They shouldn't see. Rebbe, you're not ice cold. I said, shh, don't tell anybody. So sometimes I cheat. Anyway, so let's get back to Rav Nachum David Herman. And he started speaking about the war. And everybody, NASA said this. Those days they had NASA, you remember? They said somebody fell into the Suez Canal. You know, they used to come in on NASA. They used to joke around. NASA was the president of Egypt. His name was NASA. They say a guy fell into the Suez Canal. He came out on NASA. That's what they used to say about him. NASA. NASA said this, and King Hussein is the good King Hussein from Jordan. He was a different. He wasn't Saddam Hussein, Yamach Shemay. Elif Avi, you can't compare it to. He was the best of all the Arabs. In fact, they say the FBI had something to do to make sure he stays in power. He was the most decent of all the Arab leaders. And then they had this Syrian, Russian militia, and all this. So they're talking, what did he say? And what is the president? Who was the president? That was the Six-Day War, I remember. Who was the president? Nixon, no? Nixon said this, NASA said that, he said this, he said that. So Nachum David got up. Vosok El, but he was very good. Vosok El, Vosok Yana, Vosok El Eibishter. Made a big Roshem on me. He was in touch. People forget. What does the Eibishter say about this situation? What's his opinion? What do you think? It was beautiful. It should be a schuss for his holiness Shema. He was funny, but he was okay. I don't remember. But that stuck. And when I think of Purim, when I say, Shlach Manis Matanasi Abyanim, Kriya Samagila, and you have, and get Shikha, that's Ikka. Somebody asked me, what should Purim mean to you? I said, Purim? Adliyada, what else is Purim? Go get drunk, don't bother me with, well, I'm supposed to give you new ideas? What's better than Adliyada? By the way, I got Adliyada already, you know how? Listen to this. Do you know that Zelensky, what's Zelensky, the guy? Zelensky is a mashuman. He went one day and decided, I am no longer a Jew. That's what he did. And he went into a church and he gave him the holy water. Whatever they did to him, he got married in a church with a shiksa. He's an official ice Jew. That's Zelensky. And what else? He is the president of the most anti-Semitic country in the world. Worse than Germany, Kiyadua. They said during the war, Second World War, they said the Poles were so cruel to the Jews. The Poles, ask anybody. Rachel Cutler said that the Litvaks, she was the Litva, were worse than the Germans. My Schwer, who was in Hungary, said the Hungarians were worse than the Germans. Wherever you lived, you said, witness, no, my chevra were worse than them. They all said it. And now the Poles, I guarantee you every Polish will say the same thing. But as bad as they were, there was some out-and-out chance that a Pole could save your life. But a Ukrainian, it ain't happening ever. Ukrainian were worse than the Poles. You can't be massive what a Pole was. We'll show you my rooting. But Ukrainians, now, who is the president of Ukraine? A Jew. How did that happen? And a Jew, a whole cabinet of a bunch of Jews. They're all over the place. And he tells me, Rabbi Block says they're different today. They want to have the Jews. I'll tell you one thing. He comes out, this guy Zelensky, what's his name? Every single time he comes out against Israel. Always. Now he's screaming, I feel the Jews should help me. We need the Jews. You heard that? You know why? You know what's going on. The Jews are going across the border because we're raising money for them. So they're all getting across the border. And a guy also wants to get across. Nobody's raising money for him. So they say, I'm Jewish. So all the guy I'm opposing as Jews. To be a Jew is a whole yichus over here. So all opposing is, no, I'm really Jew because really this, really that. You know, and Shane, they want to... So, okay, now that's the story with Ukraine. Go figure out what's happening there. Then we have Putin, who is KGB, and he is an Oyev Yisrael, Kiyodua. He's best friends with the chief rabbi. This is my rabbi. He likes him very much. The Lubavitcher, he's a tight. So you tell me what's going on here. I'm already holding by Adlai Yada. What's going on here? You know, it doesn't make sense. A Jew the head, and he like KGB likes you, but I'm on Gansitz a tumma. I came to the conclusion. I'm already holding there. The Terence says the Abish is behind everything. They're all a bunch of puppets. They don't know if they're coming or going. The Abish is behind the whole war. Don't get angry at this one, that one. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. And we give them all a bracha. They should all do tshuva shalema. Everybody. Okay. I asked Rabbi Bleich, I'm davening for tshuva. Are my tefillos answered or not? I daven for two things. I don't want any, first of all, I take credit for all the good stuff happening. It's all my tefillos, Rabbi Isai. In fact, I daven no Jew should get hurt. And b'yikah, I daven because I don't want the men to be separated from the ladies. Rachmanu letzom with agunas. Because the men are supposed to stay. The women and children that could leave, they can get across. But the men, they have to stay to fight. So that bothered me tremendously. So sure enough, Rabbi Bloch, I bumped into him last week on Shabbos in Lakewood. The chief rabbi of Ukraine. I know him. He's my, I know him. So, So he tells me, he says, they're all getting out. All the men are getting out. We're taking and Nisim Gluyim. I says, that's my tefillah, by the way. Nisim Gluyim. And he says, now I wanted to know another thing. What's doing with the Yiddish type? I was misspelled. They should do tshuva. Even though it sounds crazy, when I doubt, how did tshuva get in? This. Mandel Davent. How did it get out? I go with Teva. Michel Solanta says, where Seichel stops, but where the Seichel stops, the talking begins. I don't go with Seichel at TV. I go to Stabish to Abish to Akel Yachel, Akel Yachel, Akel Yachel. I want them all from. That's my main issue. They're much worse than the warrior that doesn't keep Shabbos Hashem Yerachem his whole life. You know, Gehenna, 1 second of Gehenna is worse than the whole Nazi Holocaust. You know that? Ruchnius is everything. Anyway, sure enough, he says, this Meshumid, this Zelensky called him up to tell him, without God, we ain't making it. What do you say to that one? That's what he told me. Since then, I heard more stuff. I'm told Rebella Bear. He wasn't alone with this. The guy should go out there because he's starting to shmad. You know, the guys, the refugees, are vulnerable to all the So I'm giving now a klola. All the missionaries in garbage. And all those Jews will come back. So the first time there's a motion from our oilam to do kiruv. That I never dreamed would happen. And here we go. And to take a trip out there yet. Paul Kamenetsky was talking about. So now, but it's getting worse. Different amounts of. Now, the Satmar Rebbe from Kiryat Yoel gave a zog. You got to save those Jews, get them to Israel, and be Makar of them. Look what I did with my tefillahs. The Satmas became Lubavitches. Look what I'm doing. When you daven, you can do anything. I daven. And I get what I want. I take responsibility for all the good stuff happening. It's all my tefillah, Rabbi Sai. It's me. You should all know that. It's me. Now, I tell the Yoelim, I said like this. I said, I hold that every year on Purim, I was speaking about Purim, you're doing so many things. Where's the Abish to fit in? Where's the Abish to fit into Purim? Sit down. You're learning. It's great. You're doing the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, but direct, this is a shvacha dor. If you don't speak directly to him and make a direct contact with the boss himself in the middle of Purim, I don't know. You know, that's what I hold. Sit down. I'll buy an hour and shut the doors. No. Tati's busy. He's speaking to the king of the world. And Abish, thank you for Mordechai and Esther. If I should be a Mordechai or an Esther, whatever, that's what I believe. You spend your perm, thanks for everything. Thanks for this beautiful Yom Tov. Thanks for my wife and my kids. Thanks for my Peklach. Sit down and spend Purim alone with the Abish at least 5 minutes. That's what my aura on Avodah Sazman. That's, you want to hear what I think? That's what I think. Anyway, now, talk about the war and take credit, just like me. I invite everybody to be just as big a Malgaivinik as I am. I invite you all to do that. I told you what I did during the Six-Day War. I was davening. I was going, I couldn't sleep at night. And he says, Eibishter, no, not the Six-Day War, the Gulf War, where Reb Nosson Bachpagel said it was the biggest Yeshua since Nes Purim. The Gulf War, you got to talk about that for the rest of your life. The Nisim happened, nobody got killed. That was my brachas, my tefillas, by the way. That was me all over again. I'm the guy that gets credit. I promise you, I don't want anybody hurt. Look what happened. They 36 scuds they sent to Israel. There was pictures of people, a head sticking out of a rubble, and on the bottom, nothing happened to the guy. He just looks bad. You hear that? And there are a lot. There are stories and stories. Just when he walked out, boom! Just nobody got hurt. There was one ma'aser. Machal Shabbat Fahesh, whatever. But it was Nuri Boyim. That was me. And I was so proud of myself until about 30 years later when somebody told me, oh, yes, yes, during the Gulf War, yes, there was a Chassidish Rebbe in Los Angeles. He was in my dining room. I remember he was davening. Abe said, don't let one person get killed. I said, I busted my bubble. I'm just joking. What's wrong if we all respect, we all take credit? You know something? A big mic just happened. One of these stolen Chassidim, I dabbed my head off for him. And then the guy who called me up to tell me that he's mamish walking around, his nisim, what happened? And I says, you know, that was me. I didn't say that to him. Take credit, I told him on the phone. It was your tefillas. You say the guy, well, he was walking around normal, like no one believed he was a mess. He fell, you know, with the mice and stuff. And he's normal. So, and I told him, don't forget. He was looked at me a little funny. I said, no, take credit. He's a tired man, someone who called me. He's my uchot number there. Then I hung up and I says, Eibishter, between you and me, you know it was really me. But I want to make him feel good. I'm just joking. But I believe that everybody should hold. I was the one that did the job. My father used to say about himself, he feels like a Ben Yochet in Eibishter. When do I have to stop talking? When could I have a break? Hey, give me some Achaim. Butka's waiting for me. How can you keep Butka waiting? It's mamish. Not Richter, go, there's no cups. Oh, let's get some cups. Some vodka by sight. This Purim, we're going to have a blast. We're going to sit alone with the Yevishtan and thank him for everything. Thank him. Start with vodka. That's an emissary tefillah. Yevishtan, thanks for vodka. It's good stuff. What would the world do without vodka? It wouldn't be the same. Please don't give it. I hope that my wife shouldn't hear what I just said now. As long as she doesn't find out, then I can do what I want. I'm just joking. You know, the vault says, when the cat's away, the mice will play. This Purim will have all the Hamans hanging. All the Yetzirah! The Yetzirah should be hanging. We're going to do a job on them. It's the Yetzirah is our only real enemy. Nobody else. There's no enemy. Don't get angry. Only at your own Yetzer. Yo, not Yenims. Leave Yenim alone. What? But the truth is, people like us, it's Shvach Yetzeres these days. Everybody's Tzaddik and Gemara. Is that true? That's what I hold. Anyway, where are we up to? We start. Now I have to turn on my thing also. Do I have it? No, I don't. Oh, I have it. Okay. So much, so complicated. Okay. I'll learn. Brotachim Weekly? You want me to read this? Okay. Rabbi, you're the Mandel Shlita. The main thing is done already. I need to get it, the details. What do you want me to read? This one? Okay. What should I read? You tell me. The whole business? Okay. The ultimate Mishlech Manas. Okay, hey, this is, I like this. The ultimate Mishlech Manas you can give to another Yid, Amun and Betachin, especially Betachin Weekly. You are giving life, you are giving them everything they need. Help give Betachin Weekly to other Yid worldwide. Isn't that delicious? I'm asking. And, oh yeah, listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda Mendel Shlita. You left out Agoin, you left out Atzadik. I'm Michael. It's okay. Butina Kadisha, you could have written. It's okay. I'm joking. I'm a vato and all those things. But I wasn't really sticking up for me. I meant Kavod HaTorah. How did it be? I'm in trouble, I tell you. Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Adel Shlita will daven for any donor this Purim. I will believe that. I'll daven right now. Whoever gives money for this, Abish, that should help you and make your life as delicious as could be with whatever's on your mind. I'll give you a bracha right now. And you know what happened to somebody who asked me to daven for his nephew, a sick boy in the hospital who was vomiting, drunk. They gave up on him already. He called Mandel. 2 months later, guy calls me up. He said, not only is not getting better, he's getting worse. Since you brought, I says, what do you, and I gave you $500. I says, for $500, what do you expect? I'm joking. By the way, I'm not joking. It's a true story. But right after he told me that, I says, Abishta, don't do this to me. And right away, the kid improved markedly, right afterwards. To submit names for Rabbi Mandel to daven, please send to Weinberger138@gmail.com. Again, to submit names for Rabbi Mandel to daven, please send to Weinberger138@gmail.com. What's next? One-time donation Purim? $10, 13 Betachon weeklies. $36, 42 Betachon weeklies. $72, 85 Betachon weeklies. $100 to $130 Betachon weeklies. Oh, wait. $100 for $130 Betachon weeklies. $180 for $212 Betachon weeklies. $500 for $650 Betachon weeklies. $1,000 for $1,300 Betachon weeklies. Please consider to donate a small monthly donation. We can automatically have your donation processed. To submit your payment, I have to keep reading this, so that's enough. I already have my kapara. And I want to wish everybody a happy Purim. L'chol ha'deis, l'chol ha'mefarshim. And give me a bracha now. What? Tomorrow night.